tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And I hope wherever you are in the world, whichever part you are watching from, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you in the best of health and iman. Inshallah, in today's topic, we are going to discuss that there is always a way out. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a way out for everyone, one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll discuss this topic. But before that, let's recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together Sallu alal Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And whosoever fears Allah, He will create a way out for him, and He will grant him sustenance from a way he cannot even imagine. And whosoever places his trust in Allah, then He is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah completes His decree. Indeed, Allah has specified a measure for everything. Subhanallah, such a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. The commentators of the Holy Quran, they explain that once the son of Sayyidina Auf bin Malik Asja'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose name was Salim, was captured by the polytheists. And when he got the news, Sayyidina Auf bin Malik Asja'i rahimahullah, he presented himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and complained about his poor and destitute state, and also informed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that his son had been captured by the disbelievers. Sayyidina Auf bin Malik Asja'i radiallahu ta'ala who said that his wife was also extremely saddened and highly stressed by the entire event. And he asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as to what he should do at this moment, in this dire state, what he should do. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Sayyidina Auf bin Malik Asja'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, have patience and continue to adopt piety and also read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim in excess. And together with that, advise your wife to do the same. Meaning they should adopt piety. When Sayyidina Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, he returned home and both of them began to read this wazifa given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as they could. The amazing result of this wazifa was such that one day while guarding Sayyidina Salim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the disbelievers became oblivious of their duty and he was able to escape. As he continued, he did not leave alone. Sayyidina Salim radiallahu ta'ala anhu also managed to capture sheep and camels belonging to these disbelievers. When he arrived at his house, obviously his parents were extremely overjoyed to see him. And Sayyidina Salim radiallahu ta'ala anhu then approached the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informed him about what had happened. Besides being congratulated on the success, he was also told that these animals now belonged to him and that he could do whatever he wanted with them. Thereafter, this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed, subhanallah. Which is the verse of the Holy Quran that was revealed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will create a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And He will grant him sustenance from where he cannot even imagine. And whoever places his trust in Allah, then He is sufficient for him. Subhanallah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Translation is that indeed Allah completes His decree. Indeed Allah has specified a measure for everything. Look at this incident and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised the parents, and as a result the son, who also had complete trust in Allah. As the parents, they also shown their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adopted piety as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had instructed them. Subhanallah. In the Hadith Sharif, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that I am aware of such a verse of the Holy Quran that if people adopt this verse, it would be sufficient for people. And this is the verse we have just recited. Subhanallah. He then mentioned this verse of the Holy Quran. There's also an interesting parable where six people were traveling in a boat when suddenly they heard a voice from the unseen. And they heard a voice, and that voice was coming from the ocean telling them that if someone gives me 10,000 dinars, the voice was coming from the ocean that if someone gives me 10,000 dinars, dinar is the gold coin. So if someone gives me 10,000 dinars, I will show him a wazifa, which if he is near destruction and if he reads this wazifa, then all his problems and trials will cease. Subhanallah, what a wonderful wazifa that must be. A person in the boat then replied, come forward, I will give you this money and you can give me the wazifa. The voice told him to throw the money in the ocean and he will be able to retrieve it. This person then threw the 10,000 dinars into the ocean, and the voice came from the ocean and told him to read these verses of the Holy Quran, subhanallah. And which is the verse? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whosoever fears Allah, He will create a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And whoever fears Allah, He will create a way out for him, and He will grant him sustenance from a way he cannot even imagine. And whosoever places his trust in Allah, then He is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah completes His decree. Indeed, Allah has specified a measure for everything. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The ocean told him to read this verse until the end. He was also told that if any difficulty approaches him, he should recite this verse of the Holy Quran. However, the people on the boat, they began to mock this individual and informed him that he had certainly lost his money and he had uselessly thrown his money away. However, this person insisted that he had not wasted his money and he was certain that this Quranic verse will certainly help and aid in his moment of need. The boat continued to travel for a few days and suddenly a severe storm overtook them. The boat was destroyed and everyone on the boat lost their lives except for this person. He had held onto a piece of timber from the boat and used this to swim to the shore. And he continued in this fashion until he reached a remote island. As he walked on the shore, he was shocked to see a magnificent palace, and precious stones also lay around the floor of this palace. He saw a beautiful young girl who was sitting alone on one side. Around her, there were also many types of fruits and food that were also placed. He asked the girl who she was, and she asked him the same question because they didn't know each other. And this young lady mentioned that she was the daughter of a very rich merchant in Basra. While she was traveling on a boat with her father, the boat had some problems and suddenly someone grabbed her from the boat, and that from that time she was in this mansion. She also revealed that she was captured by an evil jinn. It appears every 7 days, and even though it does not abuse her in any way, he displays immense love and affection towards her. She also revealed that today was the day in which this evil jinn would appear. She advised him to run away from there as quickly as possible. Before she could even warn him about the jinn and his arrival, and before she could complete her sentence, suddenly the entire mansion became dark. This young lady again implored the young man to run away. However, this young man stood firm to face this evil jinn. As the evil jinn was about to attack him, he started to read this verse of the Holy Quran, which he had received as a gift from the voice in the ocean. As he read this verse, this evil jinn fell to the ground and gave a loud shriek, and it was like a huge part of a mountain had fallen to the ground. The jinn also burned to ashes. When she saw this, the young lady explained that this young man was like an angel who had come to save her. Subhanallah. They then took as much of the precious stones and food as possible. They collected all the precious stones and the food items that were there and went to the shore to wait for a passing boat so they could arrive to their destination. A boat that was traveling to Basra also noticed them, and they were taken to Basra finally. Obviously, when the parents of this young girl saw her, they were extremely pleased and joyful. They also thanked the young man for his immense bravery and the way he had saved her. They also kept him in their house for a few days as a mark of their appreciation. The young girl then informed her parents of what had actually happened, and when they heard this, the parents of this young girl agreed to allow their daughter to marry this young man. All of this wealth was also distributed among themselves, and it is reported that they had many children afterwards. Subhanallah. So now, this is the parable of this verse of the Holy Quran as a wazifa, that it was, alhamdulillah, so effective for this young man to overcome so many difficulties. First of all, the storm that came in the ocean. Everybody died except for this boy. And he held onto a timber and he swam to safety to the shore. And when he arrived there, he finally reached this palace, this castle that was there. And by reading this wazifa, he also managed to get rid of the evil jinn. And when they finally arrived at their destination in Basra, the king married his daughter off to him, and they then shared their wealth. Subhanallah. They got married and had children. So yes, this is what happens when we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we place our complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the blessings of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us tawfiq to complete our trust in Allah azza wa jal. Ameen. Bijahi nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, we have a wonderful kalam. Subhanallah. Sochta hu mai wo ghadi. Kya ajab ghadi hogi? By our Honorable Rukne Shura, Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Tari Hafizahullah. Inshallah, let's go and listen to the kalam, and we'll be back and discuss our topic of discussion. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. Madine jane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Na ho mayus, دیوانو پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانو پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں، آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں، ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی، ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی، بندہ پروری ہو، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، بات کیا ہے باد صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے، بات کیا ہے باد صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے، سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، کر چلی ہو، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، ایک بھی سنی ہو، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا، دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا، ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، لگ گئی ہو، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی, بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو, بلا لو اے میرے آقا, میں آؤں آپ کے در پر, کرم ہو اے میرے آقا, میرے
آقا. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. We were listening to the wonderful kalam, and now we are back discussing our subject matter, and that is, there is always a way out. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a way out for someone when they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they pin their hope in the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a sustenance from where they cannot even imagine, subhanallah. And that all that happens if we have real trust and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regard, there is a beautiful parable where it is mentioned how our trust in Allah should be. If we truly trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and devote ourselves to piety, to doing good, then inshallah nothing is impossible. There were three men who found themselves in an impossible situation, and this parable is narrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there were three men and they were going somewhere, and they just wanted to take some rest and took shelter in a cave that was there. When they had entered the cave, the three men, when they entered the cave, a huge boulder tumbled down and blocked the entrance of the cave. Now these three men, they were trapped inside the cave, and no men are strong enough to move a huge boulder. It's impossible. So they saw themselves losing enthusiasm to in order to get out of the place. There was no way out. And here, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a way out for them is truly amazing. The three men, they had some discussions among themselves, and they said that, let's invoke the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask through the blessings of the pious deeds that we have done. Subhanallah, and they all raised their hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begged for Allah's assistance through their pious deeds. And now, one man, he said that I had parents, and I was married at the time. I had children as well. And every day before, when I come home after herding my sheep and the cattle that he had, he would come home and the first thing he would do is offer the milk or food items to his parents, and then only he would offer the food items or milk to his family. And one day while he was grazing his goats and the cattle, it was gone very late, and by the time he came home, his parents fell asleep. When he found them asleep, he took the bowl of milk and he was waiting for his parents to wake up from their sleep and have the meal. However, in the meantime, his wife and children, they were hungry and they were thirsty. So the children were even crying, and he said that he would first offer the milk to his parents and then only he was going to offer anyone else anything. Subhanallah. And then when the parents woke up, he first presented the milk to them and they drank, and thereafter everyone else had their turn, subhanallah. Then he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, if I had done this sincerely for your sake, then please make a way out for us." And when he made this dua, the rock, the boulder moved from its place, and it created some gap, but it wasn't enough for one to squeeze through it. So the second person now, it was his turn, and he said that I was a wealthy person and I had a crush on one of my family members, a female in the family, and she was a distant family, and I wanted to do something evil to her, and then she would tell me no, she wouldn't agree for this. And one day there was famine and there was no food to eat, and she was really in need of food. So she came, and she was in need of money, so she came and asked me for some money. And I said to her that I will only give you if you conform to my conditions, to which she didn't agree. And then she reminded him to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he came to his senses and he gave her the money. And he said, I don't want anything in return. You can go and have the money and help yourself with it. SubhanAllah. And then he says in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, if I had done this for your sake and for your pleasure, please make a way out for us. And when he had said this, the boulder moved again. It moved a little and it created some more gap, but it still wasn't enough for one to squeeze through. Finally, the third man, he said that I was a businessman and I had employees. And I had employed one person, and this person used to work and never used to collect his wages like others. He used to leave his wages by me as a safety deposit. And there came a time when this person, he left work and he never collected his wages. What I did with his money, because I collected all his money, all his wages. And what I did after that is I reinvested in the business. When I reinvested it, alhamdulillah, there was a lot of barakah, blessings in it, and the business grew, subhanallah. He acquired land with it, he acquired cattle with it, and so on. So one day, after a long time, this employee, he came back. He said, I came back to claim the money that I kept as a safety deposit by you. He said, yes, if you have come for it, then I have reinvested your money, and all that you see, the entire business empire that I have built, it is from that saving that you had kept by me, and I reinvested it, and through that, alhamdulillah, I was able to make so much of money. So all of this can be yours, subhanallah. So this man now, then this employee, he took all of the assets and went away with him. And this man had given him for the sake of Allah. And then he says that, oh Allah, if I had done this for your sake, then please create a way out for us. And when he had made this dua, the boulder moved a little, and now there was enough gap for them to pass through and squeeze through, subhanallah. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created a way out for them, subhanallah. So yes, when you are stuck, always pin your hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah Azza wa Jal says, you must keep fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we fear Allah, then He will create a way out for us. He will grant us sustenance from way we cannot even imagine, subhanallah, if we only rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So there was a great lesson in this for us to learn how we should place our trust and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he was one day, a great Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, went outside with a few people to make dua for rain. However, the Almighty Azza wa Jal revealed to him, O Isa, do not pray for rain because there are sinners among you. He was prevented from making dua for rain because there were some sinful people among the followers of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam then turned around and informed the people of this, and he also declared that those of you who are sinners, please return to your houses. The narrator of this incident relates that everyone returned to their homes except one person who had only one eye. Looking at him, Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa salatu wasalam asked, why did you also not return with others? He replied that, O Ruhullah, I have never disobeyed the Almighty Azza wa Jal for one moment. However, one day, by mistake, my eyes fell on the leg of a female, and in embarrassment, I immediately removed that eye, and if my other eye had done the same, I would have also removed that eye as well. The narrator reveals that when Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, he began to cry until even his beard became wet with tears. He then asked this pious person to make dua himself. However, this person replied, I seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal that I display this disrespect of making dua while you are present, because you are more deserving, and the one who is Ruhullah and Kalimatullah Subhanallah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam began to make dua, and then it immediately started to rain. It's a beautiful parable. And look at their reliance on Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Abstinence from sins, taqwa is to abstain, to fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And due to the fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, to abandon the sins and all those things that earn us the displeasure and the wrath of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal gives glad tidings to those who fear Him. And in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. And for he who feared standing before his Lord and restrained the carnal self from against base desires, indeed paradise is his abode. Subhanallah. And in this regard, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I fear upon my ummah the evil desires and lengthy expectations or long hope. Two things: evil desires and long hopes. The desires prevents one from seeking the truth, and lengthy expectations, long hopes, make one oblivious of the hereafter. Two things. Some of the pious predecessors said that al-hawa, that is mentioned in this verse of the Holy Quran, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. In this verse of the Holy Quran, the term al-hawa is seven types of desires which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث. Seven things, seven desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned here. Number one is من النساء, women. And number two is children. Number three, after النساء والبنين, القناطير المقنطرة من الذهب, meaning the stored up heaps of gold, Walfidda, and silver, number four. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Walkhayl al-Musawwama, meaning branded horses. And number sixth, Walan'am, and cattle. And number seventh, Walharth, and crops. These are the things, objects of desire, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the glorious Quran, and we have been commanded to abstain from getting into the traps of desiring these things. He then summed it all up in two things, as he states, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. And this life of the world is nothing but one, sport, and number two, play. And then he contained it all in a single entity, that is al-hawa, evil desires, in this verse of the Holy Quran. Evil desires encompasses all types of lust and evil desires. If one succeeds to overcome evil desires, he will be able to get rid of all the shackles and restraints. Sayyidina Muhammad ibn al-Hasan rahimahullah ta'ala said that one night while I was asleep, someone knocked at the door and I said, who is there? He replied that I am the messenger of Khalifa Harun Rashid, he has summoned you. I got frightened to my soul. I stood up and went to him. When I met him, he said to me, I have been summoned regarding a query. I said to Muhammad, who was Zubaydah, that I am just a leader and a just leader will enter paradise. She said, you are an oppressor and sinner, yet you testify by yourself to deserve paradise. He associated a lie to Allah about it and the paradise is forbidden for you. I said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, do you fear Allah whenever you indulge in any vices or after it? He said, of course, I fear Allah to a great extent. I then said to him, can I testify that you deserve two paradise? Not just one. Allah Almighty has stated, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتًا. But for him who fears to stand before his Lord, there are two paradises. SubhanAllah. Abdul Malik ibn Marwan was the Khalifa of his time. And Imam Abu Hazim was the Imam and a pious man of his time. Marwan asked him, what will become of you and me on the Day of Judgment, O Abu Hazim? Imam Abu Hazim, he replied that, had you only read Quran, it would have educated you better. He asked to elaborate. So the Imam recited in these verses of the Holy Quran. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى. Then as for him who rebelled, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and preferred the life of this world, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, then undoubtedly the hell is his destination. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. But as to him who feared to stand before his Lord and restrained his soul from evil desires, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, then undoubtedly the paradise is his destination. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So yes, this is what we learn from this parable, SubhanAllah, and these Quranic verses. You must know that everyone in the world who has the fire of evil desires will deserve the fire of punishment in the hereafter. And one who is burning with evil desires in the world today will be thrown in the fire of torment tomorrow. On the other hand, one who extinguishes the fire of desires with the water of striving in worship through mujahada, through striving, it is like a paradise in every believer's heart in the world, SubhanAllah, which is called Irfan. What is it called? Irfan, Ma'rifah of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding of our beautiful deen of Islam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts His fear and taqwa. And if we don't see a way out, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to attain the taqwa which will create a way out for us, as we have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will create a way out for him. The great and the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, by Allah, I make istighfar from Allah and repent to Him over 70 times in a day. SubhanAllah. All the Prophets, dear viewers, all the Prophets alayhi salam are masoom. They are infallible and free from sins. And the Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the leader of all the Prophets and messengers. This was the enthusiasm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make istighfar in the court of Allah. And do we know there were times when through istighfar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a way out for the ummah, Allahu Akbar. There were many occasions, subhanallah, istighfar was recited, subhanallah. And through the istighfar, the rain came, subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who seek forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He azza wa jal creates a way out for them. There is a great wisdom in the istighfar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make istighfar 70 times a day. Allama Badruddin Aini rahimahullah ta'ala, he stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make istighfar from Allah Almighty for the purpose of showing humility or teaching his ummah. Allama Ibn Battal Maliki rahimahullah ta'ala has stated that among people, blessed Prophet alayhi wasallam were the greatest and they were the most grateful individuals and worshippers, but they still would make istighfar for being unable to fulfill the rights of Allah as is the right of fulfilling it. Means they do not seek forgiveness for any sin. Allahu Akbar. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam keeps rising to higher ranks. When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam gets higher position, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes istighfar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The great thinker of the ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has stated that like salah and fast, seeking forgiveness and repentance are also acts of ibadah and worship. This is the reason why the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do so, would make istighfar. Otherwise, he is masoom and infallible, and sin cannot even approach him. Subhanallah. Look here, dear viewers. Despite being free from all the sins, from all the vices, the most beloved bondman of Allah, meaning the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would make istighfar. Allahu Akbar. And he would ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness via istighfar for the purpose of teaching us as to how we should seek forgiveness of Allah. On the contrary, despite drowning in the seas of sins, we generally seek forgiveness occasionally. Yes. Whereas the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make istighfar 70 times a day. We obviously need to make much more istighfar on a daily basis. We should also frequently seek forgiveness of Allah and repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking forgiveness brings many other benefits besides the forgiveness of sins. Yes, and through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a way out for us. If we fear Allah, if we cry in the court of Allah, if we seek Allah's forgiveness. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Dear viewers, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always creates a way out for us. And if we are trapped in the darkness of sins, then the way out from all of this is to repent and seek the forgiveness of Allah and never to commit that mistake again. Inshallah. That is the purpose of making istighfar and tawbah in the court of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our tawbah. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the most dearest person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among those who make mistakes is the one who repents, subhanallah, upon those mistakes. Yes. So, to err is human, and we err in our life, different phases of life, and we err at every now and again. So the solution is, when we err, when we make a mistake, inshallah azza wa jal, to rectify it by making tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to replace that misdeed with a virtuous deed, inshallah azza wa jal. There are four benefits of seeking forgiveness and repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, in Quran, Allah azza wa jal says, indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly. Indeed, Allah loves. Look at the point of concentration here. Allah loves those who repent abundantly. If we want to be loved by our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is the formula that we have been given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly. Number two, if anyone makes it necessary for himself to seek forgiveness, then Allah Almighty resolves all of his difficulties, subhanallah, frees him from every grief and gives him sustenance from such sources that he cannot even think of. Subhanallah. Isn't it a similar thing which we have read in the verse of the Holy Quran initially, subhanallah, about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, relying upon him, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a way out for us and gives us sustenance from places we cannot even imagine, subhanallah. And here in this hadith of Abu Dawood, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if anyone makes it necessary for himself to seek forgiveness, Allah Almighty resolves all of his difficulties and frees him from every grief and gives him sustenance from such sources that he cannot even think of. Such a beautiful solution we have been given. What are we waiting for? And the third solution we have been given to seek repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeking forgiveness removes rust from the heart. Yes, seeking forgiveness removes rust from the heart. Subhanallah. And in this regard, there is a beautiful shair as well of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullah Ta'ala. He says,
Mawla dil ka zang chuda, qalbe nuri paaye jila. Mawla dil ka zang chuda, qalbe nuri paaye jila. Dil ko kar de aaina, dil ko kar de aaina, jisme chamke ye kalma. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah. Allahu 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 Allahu.
So yes, seeking forgiveness removes rust from the heart. What else does it? The dhikr of Allah, subhanallah, the dhikr of Allah also removes the rust of the heart. And the fourth solution we are given and the way to seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned in At-Targhib wa Tarheeb that when a bondman repents of his sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the writing angels, meaning kiram and katibin, forget his sins and also make his body parts, meaning his hands and feet, forget his sins and erases its traces from the earth. Even on the day of judgment, when the bondman meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be no witness of his sins from Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when the bondman, when a banda, when a servant repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of his sins, according to this hadith, Allah azza wa jal makes the kiraman katibin, who are they appointed on the duty to write down whatever we do, he will make them forget our sins and also make his body parts, meaning the hands and the feet, forget his sins and erases its traces from the earth. Subhanallah. Even on the day of judgment, when the bondman meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this state, there will be no witness of his sins from Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. Look at the mercy of Allah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, a person came to Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, and complained about drought. He ordered the person to seek Allah's forgiveness. Another person came and complained about poverty. So Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, gave him the same advice to seek forgiveness of Allah. Then one more person came and complained of having no children. He was also given the same advice to seek forgiveness of Allah. Then a fourth person came and complained of inadequate production from his piece of land. He was also told the same wazifa, to repent in the court of Allah and to seek his forgiveness. Sayyidina Rabi bin Sabih, rahimahullah ta'ala, was present over there. So he respectfully asked that different people came to you and expressed different needs. You know, they had different kinds of problems. They are not related to each other. And you advised one solution for all of them, that is to seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali then recited the verses of the Holy Quran in front of him. And which verses he recited, subhanallah, the translation from Kanzul Iman of those verses, that I therefore told them, seek forgiveness from your Lord, he is most forgiving. He will send down upon you rain in abundance and will support you with wealth and sons and will make gardens for you and make rivers for you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. True repentance, subhanallah. And here the solution was offered, that the solution for all these problems was seeking forgiveness in the court of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance and have all our needs met. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a way out for us, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace.